gets here, everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on. Jumping kings and making haste, this ain't my cup of meat. Everyone's beneath the trees, feeding pigeons on a limb. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on.
Well, hey, that song ended abruptly.
Oh, yeah. Woohoo!
Anyway, I have a feeling that our voice levels are probably pretty low compared to the music levels, and for that I'm sorry, but I still don't know what the fuck. Anyway, it's Thursday, and here we are. It's me, Jake, and with me, as always, are my droogs, Riff, and Xenophobe.
Hello!
We just got back from the Kurova Milk Bar. Where we drank straight from porcelain nipples.
straight from the tea.
I prefer a glass.
A glass nipple?
A glass cow.
The porcelain nipples are cold.
Colder than a witch's porcelain titty. Yes, it's speaking of cold, it's cold as balls here for whatever
48
reason.
48 degrees, which should not happen here.
I got punched by a Wiccan once for asking her about that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's a good way to get punched. I would be.
Well, I mean, it's also maybe a good way to get laid if it's the right Wiccan.
If it's the right one, yeah.
She'll be like, "Why don't you come find out for yourself?" And then take you back to her lair and sacrifice you to the goddess, gut you and stuff you with tobacco leaves or something. All right. I guess there are quite a lot of questions, and there will be more as we go along, so we can just jump straight into them. A lot of these are from before the show. So, Talentless Hack writes, when using double-fisted funk slinging, I can only use my dictionary while in the first slot. Is there a reason I can't use it in both? There is. It's
basically a dirty hack that I put in.
But I don't think that it needs to be there anymore. Actually,
I keep meaning to go look through.
Yeah, the problem resulted from the when there were two different items that had the name dictionary and they were both combat usable. But now that there are dictionary and whatever
facsimile
dictionary, that little clue just no longer necessary.
I don't believe that that's pronounced kludge.
What do you think it is, kludge?
Yeah.
Huh. I just always assumed kludge.
I think officially it is kludge, but I deny that.
I see. I think that I learned that from reading the jargon file, which I did in high school. I wonder, is the jargon file still around? Is it still being maintained?
Nothing vanishes forever.
It just seems like it would have gotten too big. I mean, I think that like the idea of like computer culture is now sort of so inclusive that
it may not be current anymore, but I'm sure you can still find the old one.
I just wonder with sort of the widespread, you know, appearance of like internet memes. If it's, I just can't imagine it's possible or even desirable to catalog them all anymore. You know.
Yeah.
On the October 23rd, 2003, the Jargon File achieved the dubious honor of being cited in the SCO versus IBM lawsuit.
That is a dubious honor.
And the FUD entry cites this.
Di Vernon says, the Booze Giants in Menagerie Level 3 should drop meat because they don't. Well, that doesn't make sense. If the fact that something doesn't drop meat isn't a reason that it should drop meat. You can say the Booze Giants in Menagerie Level 3 should drop meat because the other giants drop meat. I think that the menageries are probably cruising for a bruising, and by bruising I mean reimagining, which is a word that would just never occur because it would require some hillbilly to use the word reimagining. LlamaMan58 says, can the vampire cape steal HP from you?
It steals it and it gives it right back.
Yeah, and it doesn't tell you anything about it. And it's always one-to-one. Rickett says, why is there no entry in the clan activity log if someone is added to the whitelist? I don't know. There should be. It's, well, I mean, the actual reason is that the whitelist functionality was added after the last time I did anything with the clan activity log. So...
Oh, you want me to use that?
Yeah,
go. A bunch on the radio and then add it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can do that. I can, but I won't do it 9 times.
LSK says, how would an item be that gave you a greater chance to get adventures you've had recently instead of how it currently makes recent adventures less common? Well, there's not really any way. I mean, we would have to pretty significantly recode things to make it actively seek out those adventures, because the way that it works now is it picks randomly and it knows to sort of reject ones. I guess it could just turn that filter backwards. It could pick randomly and then reject ones that are not on that list, the way that it currently rejects ones that are on the list. But, you know, I don't... Again, that's not really, like, a game mechanic, and it kind of bugs me to see people, like, you know, deliberately messing with it. I mean, whereas it's kind of clever, but really all that's there for is to sort of make the experience of playing the game seem more random, because false randomness is more satisfying than genuine randomness. In my mind, and in the minds of all of our players who know that I'm right. ACDR says, is sending PMs ever going to stop the chat from stopping refreshing? I thought that it did. I thought that submitting...
No.
Really? I thought that submitting any chat command reset the timer.
No, I think what he's talking about is whenever he's waiting for people... Huh, wait. No, that's not what he's thinking about. I don't know.
He says, is it ever going to stop the chat from stopping refreshing? I believe that it does. Max Vance says, shouldn't the dusty left kneecap and dusty right kneecap have a higher auto-sell value than the other dusty animal bones? The mob penguins need them, after all. I don't think they actually do anything with the kneecaps.
There's
unless we made a joke about them stealing people's kneecaps.
Yeah.
Hogula says, now that extreme mittens can be obtained from the path to the White Citadel, isn't this requirement of 40 mysticality to equip a tad harsh? No, because, you know, it's a way of sneaking higher level gear out of a lower level zone, and so it really still the primary place to get it is on the slope, at which point that requirement makes sense. Barry says, lemon entry, my dear Watson. Lemon entry. I could have been happy never reading that joke. Thanks, jerk. Oh, you're welcome.
The clan whitelist page now adds a bet in the clan log if you whitelist somebody.
Alrighty. Ask Rickett and ye shall receive. But nothing else today. Only once per
year.
Time we do it. Foggy says, someone asked about a lemon familiar. How about a one-eyed jack lemon? Googly eye plus lemon. It can attack a D level and occasionally try to sell you real estate. I don't get it. Do you guys get it?
Not what? Especially.
I wasn't
why a
attention.
One-eyed jack would try and sell you real estate?
One-eyed jack lemon.
Oh, jack lemon. I get it. I didn't get the jack lemon joke.
I mean, I still don't get it, so that don't feel too bad.
You can combine an ass hat with a jack. Because of that actor, Jack Ass Hat, who was in The Odd Couple.
What?
O'Grady says, I know gangsters wear their pants low because showing leg in prison gets you raped, but doesn't having your pants at your knees make that much easier? Fred Levi says, if they want the dictionary use message to be varied, how about you get some random dictionary entries to be read out? That would actually be kind of funny if it was just like a bunch of dictionary entries for frequently misspelled or mistyped words that you read. Your, Y-O-U-R. You know, if it was just definitions for your, and then there, and there, and there.
Yeah.
Yeah. ACDR says, you may participate in one more player fights today. Yeah. Pogula says, in case you still haven't read The Areas of My Expertise, something else to get you to. It contains a section on writing in which the author warns, when writing, please avoid using these failed palindromes, and then lists a few things like slow speed, deep owls, and drat that tard, and toa what? Thaw. None of which are actually palindromes. I'm maybe 15 pages into it, because I've been, that was the book that I was reading while pooping, and then when I went to my mom's for Thanksgiving, I started reading Eyes of the Dragon again, and I've been reading that since, even though it's like, you know, really short. I'm like 5 pages from the end of Eyes of the Dragon, so that won't take me long. And then I will continue reading The Areas of My Expertise. I'm sort of stymied by that book because it's normally the kind of thing that you would just flip through, but I'm sort of drawn to read every single word on every single page, and so it's
Which book is that?
A lot of work. And apparently our mic poppings are audible.
I'm going to get a new headset. I think this one's busted.
Tony the Prawn says, did you see who bought www.ie7.com? Fight the power! If you go to IE7, there's a big thing that says use Firefox.
Cool.
Oh. Let's see. Quedge says, when you use the dance card, you're supposed to be able to dance with Matilda. Does resting in your house erase this? No, but not being there at the right time makes it not happen. Furtawound says, when I have finished hedge rotation in the Naughty Sorceress's lair and have finished rotating to get to the gate, usually a golem grabs my map. Why do I need a new one? It is aligned, okay?
Okay, am I back? I think I am.
I believe so.
Alright. I think I broke that other headset headphones by using it too much or something.
Too many words went through it.
Yeah, those things have, they're like flash memory. You can only word them so many times before they collapse from the stupidity of the user.
Or really, flash memory is like
stupidity sensitive.
Only
yeah,
only writing so many times.
Yeah, that's why you can't put that's why there aren't any NetHack clones on portable devices. Because the minor nerd tangent. Basically, the way NetHack works is that it writes to the disk every time you play a turn, because it's designed to be played in on systems that have very little memory. So if you were to basically port NetHack the way it is right now onto a portable with flash memory, it would write to the disk so many times that it would completely trash the flash ROM. Because they have a limited number of write cycles. Almost all solid-state memory does. That's the trade-off.
There is a version of it for the Nintendo DS, but I think they wrote around that.
Yeah, they would have had to have done a lot of recoding in order to get around that. Or they may not. They may not be aware of that issue.
So what about something like an original like Legend of Zelda cart?
Huh.
That, I remember it using something called bubble memory.
It has a RAM chip on the cartridge with a battery.
Right.
And basically, the write cycles aren't limited, I don't think, but the battery can go dead.
Right.
So, and that's why the manual says after 5 years, the thing may go dead. Go contact Nintendo to get a new battery. Or something.
I mean, anybody who can't beat Zelda in a single sitting doesn't deserve to play it anyway. So,
yeah,
that's totally not true. I tried playing it on an emulator. I fired it up, and I am just not very good at. You know, I'm not very good at any video game. I remember it just taking me hours to beat, the, like, over and over and over again, trying to beat the rooms full of Darknuts.
Darknuts.
Because I just suck at killing Darknuts. That's awesome that they're called Darknuts.
Yeah.
It made me want to have sex with black men. Actually, made me not want to have sex with black men because I hate Darknuts.
Yeah.
You'll just have to have sex with black men.
They should be D's nuts.
D's black nuts. Nuts.
Lalamancer says, can the other accomplishment section of the quest log show how many sex changes you've gone through?
No. I get that like once a week.
Have you guys ever eaten / heard of a turduncan? I had one a few Thanksgivings ago. It was a turkey with a duck in it, with a chicken in it, all the poultry you could ever need. But you decided what? It's like an ostrich with a turkey.
Yeah,
with a duck, with a chicken, with a Cornish game hen, with a pigeon in it.
I figured the best way to do it would be to take the turducken and then like, what was it? It was like stuff it inside a boar. And then wrap that in flank steak, and then wrap that in bacon, and then you deep fry it, and then you dip it in dark chocolate, and then you pour brandy on it, and then you set it on fire. Then you've got that's a meal right there.
Oh, yeah? You don't want any mashed potatoes or anything?
On the side, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll go for candied yams myself. No one else in this office likes sweet potatoes.
No one else on earth likes sweet potatoes.
What the fuck is wrong with you people? Sweet potatoes are the best thing ever.
When I was at my mom's, we sat and... I was reading, but the Food Network was on for like 4 hours, and the Good Eats about sweet potatoes came on, where he made waffles and like a pie of some sort, and... I don't know what else.
Maybe it's just because I spent more time in the Midwest than you did.
Maybe so.
Every time there's a restaurant that offers sweet potatoes as a side, I will always take sweet potatoes.
It's weird. My mom does not like them. My dad liked them.
I would eat them more if I could be asked to cook them, which I rarely am. So, there. Sweet potato haters. Fascists. Bigots.
Let's see. Math says, hey guys, in regards to stat skewing from combat, my favorite part of this game is how with enough perm skills, you aren't forced to play the game in any particular fashion. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, just shooting the shit when I talk about that anyway. It's probably never going to happen. Stable 4 says, the heck? I'm in hardcore and told KOL Mafia to get me 3 sonar and the biscuits from the bat hole, got them, and then found out that I'd never gone to the council to open up the bat hole in Guano Junction. Serious bug, considering I got 3 items from an unopened area. Admittedly, I was level 4 at the time. I proved this because the bat hole wasn't on the map, I had the biscuits, and also when I visited the council the first time, got the bat hole message. Plus, using the biscuits gave me that you have no idea what to do with this thing message. Alright, that's just because there's not an actual check in one of those zones for it to be open. So
you want me to fix that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. This is 120 minutes of me fixing random things with me and them and that guy.
Llama Mancer says, why can't we paste a 9 ball and an 8 ball together for a 17 ball? And why can't we paste 11 1 balls together to get an 11 ball? Because that isn't how it works.
You can paste together approximately 100 million grams of cocaine for an 8 ball, though.
100 million grams?
Grains, I meant.
Grains, I see. Creeping Crud says, the claw machine should be able to produce a stuffed Thunderdome. 2 stuffed familiars enter, 1 stuffed familiar leaves. An ideal way to deal with having extra stuffed things.
Just destroy them by eating them.
You could discard them.
Yes.
I can see.
I don't know if you can or not.
Enemy Lasagna says, can tattoos affect your combat? Nothing big, something similar to the Zodiac signs, e.g. the peace sign slightly raises chance of non-combat, dancing bugbear slightly raises item drop, the teetotaler tattoo gives a small chance of adding 1 adventure to any food eaten. No. Tattoos are, no. Bunyip Andler says, this was originally Ugly Panda's idea, so for your information, when you have some kind of hippie effect active, it should add comma man and comma dude to the end of your chat messages. Naked Jew says, Mrs. Todd's shortcut was in Skeleton Crew. If you ever need an answer to some question about Stephen King, I'm your guy. What is the volume and mass of Stephen King's left kidney? Gorblack says, at the break, can you play Name the Gift Shop Guy by Not Funny Anymore? English. Seaside Town is an anagram of sad, wet noise, according to Watts Apple Person. SPNIrology says, how about an opposite day? Everything that happens is opposite. A day spent on ascension means one day less. A talisman of Bayo gained is a talisman lost, etc.
That'd go over well.
Every time you find an ultra rare, it takes one away from someone else?
As long as it was someone else, it'd be fine, right?
Di Vernon says, good Giorb on the What's the Frequency, Kenneth adventure in the alley. Thank you. Glebe says, good job on decluttering the starting adventure areas. Any plans for the haiku and limerick dungeons? Yeah. Although the limerick dungeon, I don't know.
I wouldn't so much call them plans either. Sort of vague intentions.
Yeah. Evang says, I heavily approve of the new changes. The Sleazy Back Alley had some of my favorite adventures, and now it's even more fun to go there for no reason. Istanbul says, why does Moxie decrease your chances of getting hit and the damage you take? It seems more like Moxie would improve your dodge, but more muscle would increase your ability to take a punch or claw or whatever. Maybe that's one way in which the overwhelming power of Moxie could be toned down a bit. Magic the Gathering often rebalances colors by giving one color's abilities to a different color, and it's worked really well for them. No, it hasn't. It has, for example, turned Magic the Gathering into a game that is so well balanced that it is no longer even a little bit fun for me to play. I would totally play Magic the Gathering online if it was like Magic the Gathering Online 1996 edition. Or even like 1994 edition.
That would probably agree, because that would be about the limit of complexity that I could handle with the entire game. I think if I tried to get back into it now, I'd be completely overwhelmed.
It's not even that it's complex. It's just that, I guess it sort of is. Like, I
imagine the barrier of entry is a little less daunting to someone who's never played, because they don't have all these expectations in their head from 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Or I guess it wasn't 15 years
ago. One thing that I do like, though, the core set now, it only uses a fraction of the available sort of mechanics that monsters can have, for instance. And it does a pretty good job of, like, you get sort of beginner sets that, you know, on a card with banding, it explains what banding is, you know.
Well, that's cool.
Stuff like that. But
I just feel like that since I've got all this information from the 90s on how Magic the Gathering was supposed to work, if I try to play it now, everything seems to be different. Like, apparently there isn't any such thing as an interrupt now.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how the game works now. I would have to unlearn my ability to play the game.
There are instants still, aren't there?
I have no idea.
But the thing that I liked about Magic is that every color had a distinct personality, and now they just really don't anymore.
The bat hole thing is fixed.
Oh, good. You know, the thing with Moxie is... I don't know that there's a good solution.
It would have been a good solution at the beginning of the game's creation.
Yeah, maybe.
And now it just kind of makes Hero of the Half Shell useless.
Yeah.
Because basically Hero of the Half Shell makes it so it's that way.
Right.
I think. Something like that.
I mean, it's the same thing that, like, muscle both increases your chances of hitting. I mean, I guess if Moxie was your chance to get hit and your chance to hit... and muscle was your bonus damage and reducing the damage that you took. But, you know, I mean, it's Moxie works kind of like armor class in that regard. It's not only, like, your ability to get out of the way completely, but your ability to, like, you know, get mostly out of the way.
Withstand
and
damage.
And turn the giant sweeping stab into a tiny nick in your elbow. Max Vance says, how long is a country mile? 11 cubits. Hogula says, good work on renovating the pantry, the knob outskirts, and the back alley.
Cat.
And Naked Juice says, in the gourd tower, it says, it's clear that in addition to being next to it, the man is clearly out of his gourd. He says, why does clear have to be said twice? It doesn't! What? Tom 93 says, when you hand the hobo in the pantry some meat to get good karma, you don't lose any meat. That's craziness. Um, Strange Consequences says, any large-scale plans for the MIT Mystery Hunt? Come on, Team KOL. Nah, me and Riff are going to go join Team Electric Mayhem. And, yeah, hopefully enjoy it.
Yep.
I'm hoping that I will enjoy it. Fred Levi says, sometimes when I accidentally press the wrong button in battle and try to fix it by pressing the right one before the page loads, the battle abruptly ends. Bugger feature? Well...
Don't do that. One.
Feature, yeah. I mean, what happens is that the first... Well, I mean, if it abruptly ends, it's because whatever the wrong thing that you did was caused you to win the combat.
Yeah, once you push a button in this game, you're committed. So don't try to fix it by pushing the right one before the page loads, because it doesn't work that way.
Evang says, you were farther in the game than I realized. Sorry for the newbie remark, though. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember what that was about.
Me neither.
Gyark the Mighty says, hey, with that revamp to the sleazy back alley, is the blah, 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 blah the same? Yes, it's the same. Enemy Lasagna says, you remember telling me about the game Black Shift? Or you remember me telling you about the game Black Shift? Here's a link for its download. Seriously, it's the sort of thing you may like. No. I downloaded it and played it the first time you told me about it, and I just don't like it very much. Even O'Kill says, and while we're on the topic of stray pixels, how about Spider1.gif and Spider2.gif? There just happened to be stray pixels in a completely different place on each of those. One thing that I did was I made it so you don't see the completely different spider until you've seen the regular spider at least once.
Excellent.
So,
hot.
Yeah, there's preservation of joke there. Dragon Slayer says, Urkel's Aria should increase cheese drops by 50%. That's funny.
Cheese?
Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be a shirt that adds adventures at rollover or an offhand item? There will actually be a shirt that removes adventures at rollover. I was pleased that on the Wikipedia entry for flatulence, it describes, you know, the whole, like, the nerves in your ass can tell the difference between air and poop, but liquid poop confuses them and often creates the phenomenon known colloquially as sharting or following through. I've never heard following through.
Yeah, me either.
It's, to me, it's pretty much either sharting or accidentally shitting yourself. let's see. Putineska says, given that a lot of KOL players live on the coast, do KOL servers run on green power? If not, when will they be? I don't know what that means.
I think it has something to do with, like, where the electricity comes from. Like, I don't know where electricity comes from in Arizona.
I believe that our electricity comes from
fairies.
The Salt River Project.
Is that a hydro plant?
I believe so.
Then that's green energy.
Is it?
Yeah, basically, the whole idea of green energy is that if you're using something from a coal plant and maybe a nuclear plant, I don't know, then it's not green energy and therefore is evil. I think it's a California thing.
Hippies.
Yeah, basically hippies.
You know what I don't get about hippies is why they hate... Why hippies hate...
bathing?
Nuclear power.
They're afraid of... they're afraid of fallout or... having a fallout. Or is that how that works?
Well, I mean,
whenever the factory explodes...
They're afraid of it, yeah. I mean, build it where...
A meltdown.
Build it where nobody lives is the one thing. And that hardly ever happens. And I would say that the health impact of, like, a couple hundred people getting killed by something like that compared to, like, the overall health impact of just everyone within 100 miles of a coal plant getting sick.
Yeah.
I mean...
I have to imagine that a lot of the controversy about nuclear power is not genuine, and it's generated by people who run coal power plants.
I don't know. Hot stuff is
just
stuff,
people who
hot
don't understand
it's a
how
bad
it works.
Idea.
Yeah.
Because it generates too much waste for how much energy it actually produces. I like the idea of that thing that you can do in SimCity where satellites collect solar energy and then beam it to you sometimes accidentally set the neighborhood on fire. I don't really like that. I was reading something recently about how they developed some new kind of, it's basically like a solar panel technology, but that can be used in regular paint. So it's really low efficiency compared to regular solar panels, but it's like you can just put it on everything. You don't have to have like the dedicated thing. So like, you know, you can paint the entire outside of your house with this stuff and hook wires up to it somehow. And yeah, I don't know how that actually works, but I just read about it. I was thinking about getting solar panels. It seems like they'd be pretty useful in Arizona because, you know, on account of
it
being really sunny.
You gotta figure out how much those cost and do them here too.
Yeah, I mean, it would really make more sense here than at my house because my house is completely surrounded by trees.
Yeah,
it's like in the shade a lot of the time.
And I bet we use a lot more electricity than you guys do.
That's probably true. What with all these
compoopers.
Although my house has two air conditioners. Although the electric bill here is usually significantly higher. Like, it's maybe 33% higher than the electric bill at my house all the time.
I don't think that two air conditioners beats... well, we also have two air conditioners.
Well, okay, right. And there's this little mini one. Strong Bad Fanny X says, to make an oblique reference to the show called Degrassi, The Next Generation, you should make an adventure called Degrassi Shootout appear if you have a potato pistol equipped in the knoll.
I don't believe.
No, I don't want it to be a reference to that show because that show doesn't actually exist.
The original Degrassi was okay.
LSK says you should invent an item called, or you should have an item called fingertips that has a variety of 20 different random short item descriptions.
I don't get it.
Enemy Lasagna says is temporary blindness planned to be something required in the future? Oh, I don't know.
It's definitely a cool design space.
Genius says, can we get some sort of anonymized gift-giving option for the month of December to make sneaky gift-giving easier?
I meant to do that, but I completely forgot. Yeah.
That is, I think, what we're going to end up doing for the recurring recurring Game-cember familiar. I don't remember
familiar?
What the December month is called. I mean familiar. Holiday.
Yeah. I'll do that tomorrow or somewhere. There was so much to do, and as you can tell by the speed bumps that we've been having, it wasn't all completely ready. So, I'll get it done tomorrow. That was something I was supposed to do. But yes, there will be an anonymous gift giving option.
Furtawoon says, he didn't actually say that high pitched thing. That was me. When done ascending and getting my letter from Tutorial and having that as a quest, I have to talk to it a second time so he can tell me I'm done to get rid of it in the quest log. Okay. That... Actually, Zeno, you could fix that, too, if you wanted to.
I have no idea how that works.
Whenever anything changes the quest field in the player table, it should also change the...
This is
going to
be a giant witch hunt, isn't it?
The flag called Toot. No. It's like set quest equal. I mean, if you just do a search in source for set quest equals, you'll probably find it. Vorthok says, when NS13 hits, I'd like to see the guys from the new mini quest show up again and help you climb the tower, assuming you finish their quests that run, of course. Huh. I don't know that they really... I don't know what connection between those two things that you're seeing. Crine says, guess I should ask now before I forget. Jick, were you in iSketch during Wednesday's rollover? No. No, and the reason that you can't... The way that you can tell that I was not in iSketch is that I wasn't owning all over everyone except Lore Dragon for some reason. Colonel Sunders says, when you ask the singing tree to sing a sad song, you could get rainy soul miasma for some amount of time. No, because people won't get the joke if it's the first time they've ever seen it. And it comes out there. The Gun Run asks if he can have a Mr. Accessory in exchange for a picture of a $10 Barnes & Noble gift card. No. No, especially because it's not even a real picture. Waterbau says, well, your game is addictive. I had my appendix out, and 40 hours later, I'm back playing more KOL.
I think that did it. I'm not entirely sure, but hey, okay. I'm on it.
Crine says, typo in one of the Haunted Library books, specifically Ancient Forbidden Unspeakable Evil, A Love Story, Chapter 2. Dance moves from some drunk demons.
I guess I'll fix that too. This really is 120 minutes of me fixing random bullshit.
Istanbul says whip kit plus styrofoam ore plus lick eye equals lick ore ish whip.
Is that funny?
Quietus says, and this is interesting. I can talk about this for a minute. Well, I don't know if it's interesting. Did you guys change the mechanics for unlocking the manor? Until this Tuesday's update, I've always unlocked it on the very first adventure, but this time it took me 5 adventures. All right, it was never supposed to be possible to unlock it on the first adventure. The way that that works is that it is a random number of adventures, and that the low end will get spaded out, and a random number of adventures plus a number of adventures that goes down the more times you've ascended, basically. So... there was a problem whereby the turn spent in a particular zone on a particular ascension run table was not getting properly wiped out at ascension. And then I thought that was what was causing this, but then I fixed that, and it still was happening, and I looked at it again, and it turns out that actually what the problem was it was like a number minus your number of ascensions, and I wasn't flooring it out at zero. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know, it was like taking the baseline number of turns it's supposed to take and then adding, you know, negative 100 if you descended a whole bunch of times. So yes, that changed. Gorblack says, when shrugging off jalapeno and habanero sauce sphere effects, the text gets really weird.
Yeah, there's really not a good way to do NEAs in JavaScript. I tried to do it with the HTML or the escapes, but it doesn't work. I tried to make it an NEA just in type, and then it turns it into some Unicode bullshit and doesn't work. So it's just, I don't know how to fix it.
Dumbass says, can Oo increase the amount of HP and MP gain from the comfy sofa by 4 each?
What?
No, but Oo can by leveling up. Ender the Wumpa says, I don't know what happened with my last couple messages, so let's try again. In an old radio show, you hinted that there was a reason for people discovering certain things from the observatory before finding other things. Was this true? Was it all a plot? No, the reason was that a lot of things were on longitudes and latitudes that were like multiples of 5 and 10, so things that people were a lot more likely to try when they were just randomly trying numbers. On a related note, the homosexuals did not kill me, as you had previously guessed. Thanks for your concern. Oh, you're welcome. C. Wraith asks also about the Spooky Raven Manor thingy. So, yes. A.E. Math says, the 3-tine fork adventure in the Spooky Forest produces an empty results box when the middle option is chosen. I don't believe that is actually true. Max Vance asks why the spunky princess's eyes are so far apart. She has Down syndrome. Actually, does that make your eyes closer together?
I don't remember. It makes your eyes.
Yeah, I really don't like that picture at all. Because she's got this just strange... It looks like she's got some sort of giant yarmulke on in the front instead of the back. Yeah, I should edit that picture up a little bit. But yeah, she is a birth defect. Please don't make fun of her about it. That's why she's so spunky.
Yeah. She's full of spunk. You know.
M. Timhoff says, if you make the facsimile dictionary into a cooking ingredient, I'll eat my words. or better, make the fez of etymology edible so I can eat my hat as well. Oh, what do you say, chaps? I got a good chuckle out of that. How about you?
I was laughing at something Scully said in chat, so I wasn't paying attention. He was talking about elf names, and one of the examples he gave was Ethelfred Moonfarter.
Wasn't there already an Ethelfred?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's already an Ethelfred.
What?
Ethelfred Hornpipe is like the elf that gives you the candy on... Trick-or-treat day.
Is it?
Oh.
I believe so. What's his methodology for creating elf names?
He was trying to think of a name for the elf that's in the big mountains, and he couldn't think of any other names but the one we used, Dan Ethelfred Moonfarter.
We didn't actually put something in the game named Moonfarter, did we?
No.
Okay, good.
If we did, we'd have to put it in the
Moon
dungeon.
Charter. That'd be fun. Johnny the Johnner says, "Hey, you guys never told us how the whiskey/maraschino cherries experiment turned out. Good, bad, orgasmic? We don't know. I'm much to my wife's chagrin, I'm not cracking that open until Hot Stuff gets back into town. So it's gonna
when
be.
When does he get back into town?
He's coming for not very long at all.
Say, but aren't you guys leaving?
In between Christmas and us leaving. So, and then I think we're. Hot Stuff and I are traipsing off to San Francisco for a while, too.
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
Starting in sort of the end of December, there are just kind of these insane travel plans for the remainder of time.
And I'm not going to be involved in any of them.
Has there ever been a time when you were here by yourself?
Yeah. Like, when I first got here, I was here by myself for a while, and there was a period of time, I think, in, like, June or July where I was.
I think Doc G is indicating that the cranberry lambic is not very good. And I would agree with that assessment.
I thought it might be not good
for palatable. Yeah, it's just pretty much entirely sick. Who bought all that Sam Adams holiday beer?
I think Zelaya did for Thanksgiving because she didn't know how many people were going to be here.
Let's see. Cyan220 says, after the Friday night rollover, it will be my one-year KOLversary. The gift that I would love would be access to the old characters that would be on their third/fourth KOLversary by now. Too bad I didn't buy any Mr. A's. Were they even available then? Because they'd have a bunch of super sweet stuff. TPS, Petrified Time, etc. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, whenever our characters get deleted, they are gone forever.
So yeah, Johnny the Johnner, I'll let you know probably on December 27th or 28th, or on the first radio show.
Then Hot Stuff can meet my parents.
Oh yeah,
my parents are gonna be here from the 22nd till the 29th, I think. So
I believe he gets in on the 27th.
So they'll probably.
Yeah.
To meet him if yeah. In case he really wanted to, I don't know if that's something he would enjoy.
So nobody seems to have reacted one way or another to this whole absence of Tuesday updates for December thing. So
but I don't think they might not have noticed.
Yeah, I guess they might not have read that. I mean, surely they did though. But I am personally looking forward to. Although there's still probably another good solid 2 days worth of work on the rest of the Crimbo stuff.
Yeah.
God damn it. I feel like that's all we've been doing for like a week.
It pretty much is.
This is kind of like last year, except it was just me by myself because everybody else ducked out of town. Yeah. And it was like every day I had to write the shit for the advent calendar the next day. There was that one day that I skipped, and so it like reverted to the previous day instead of everybody else getting another chocolate or whatever. But yeah, there's so much stuff. It's just retarded.
I don't know what we're going to do next year.
Yeah, I... Doc suggested doing, you know... Well, I can't actually talk about the suggestion because it will spoil the way that this year's works, so never mind. But basically, again, sort of tripling the complexity.
God.
Doing a 12 Days of Christmas sort of thing. Like.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man. Yeah, anyway, tons of...
we're hiring an intern.
Although, I guess a lot of what's left is just me drawing another handful of things, which is...
I got a couple more things I need to implement and test.
End of the world, but I'm kind of looking forward, because even though it's rolling out over the entirety of the month, it's going to be done within a few days, so then that'll give us all of December to work on NS13 stuff without any pressure for non-NS13-related things, so...
We shall make fortuitous progress forthwith, henceforth.
420, dude.
With ding-ding worth.
Oddfellow says, if you guys like Metroidvania-style games, and I suspect you do, you should check out Cave Story by independent Japanese developer Pixel.
Yep, that's pretty good.
It's freeware for Windows, Mac, and Linux. Woo! English translation. Took the guy 5 years to develop, doing all the coding, music, and graphics solo, and I think the game can be called, without hesitation or embellishment, absolutely awesome. Yeah, you know, I played it for like 5 minutes once before a radio show. And it was the kind of thing that it seemed sort of...
Japanese?
Difficult, I guess.
It is kind of hard.
Like, I couldn't really figure out where to go. There wasn't a map. Maybe there was a map, and I just missed it. But... Yeah, okay. Last message for the moment. There are 7 kinds of powder and 7 kinds of wads, but only 6 kinds of nuggets. You guys should make epic items pulverize into epic nuggets. There are no epic items.
No purples, sorry.
We could make asshats pulverize into butt nuggets.
Ho, ho, ho.
Or we could make...
Could you cook them with dry noodles and make butt dumplings?
We could make anything in the cave pulverize into dank nuggets. Johnny the Johnner says, since I'm sure you guys hate peer-to-peer file sharing, I was wondering which program you thought was the worst due to ease of use, availability of files, speed, etc. I have not used a peer-to-peer service
I don't think I've used a peer-to-peer service. BitTorrent
is technically a peer-to-peer service, but it's not like the traditional Napster type.
I mean, I used Napster until it got shut down.
So did I.
Yeah.
What did I use after that? There was
Audio Galaxy. If you were anyone, you used Audio Galaxy.
See, at that point, I mostly...
I used LimeWire.
At that point, I mostly was just P2Ping for porn rather than music.
Oh, well, so I was...
Morpheus? Was Morpheus something? There was one that was actually good for a while, but then it also got shut down, so, like, I don't actually use any...
Kazaa was good for a little bit.
Kazaa as well.
Yeah, then it got overrun by porn and viruses.
Anyway, all you need
is... porn viruses.
Yeah.
Like... Chlamydia.
Yeah, and syphilis.
Actually, I don't think chlamydia is a virus. Herpes is a virus, though.
Your mom's a virus.
The truth is a virus. Do you have to clap every time somebody says herpes?
No, I
or
was...
If you're herpy and you know it, clap your hands.
The clap.
Oh. Gonorrhea is the clap.
Yeah.
Chlamydia is the gong. No,
is it?
Not really. I remember my dad thinking it was funny that Darth Vader was the Dark Lord of the Sith, because it sounded close to the Sith.
Yeah.
He suggested that he should have instead been the Dark Lord of the Clap. Evang says, how far by a percentage would you say you are into NS13? That's incredibly difficult to gauge at this point. The level 11 quest is design complete, and I would say that somewhere between 50 and 80% of the writing is done.
I'm not sure that it's design complete.
Well, not entirely, but it's mostly design complete. Okay. I mean, the level 11 quest is fucking sprawling.
Yeah.
It's going to add, like, 50 million days on the ascension times.
The level 12 quest is also a huge amount of content, and it is probably 60 or 70% written, and there are some things that Hot Stuff and I just need to sit down and draw a bunch of diagrams and figure out how we want this one sort of major part of it to work. Some of the other stuff that we're working on for NS13 hasn't really been looked at that much. There are some big sections of it there. I don't know. I mean,
we're going to take a month off Tuesday to
we'll have a lot better idea where we are once we finally have an opportunity to just work on that stuff.
Yeah. Well, with Crimbo and the Tuesday updates and
anything
everything
else at all, yeah.
It's been kind of hard for us to concentrate on the core
values. A lot of our Tuesday updates have been things that we sort of put on this, like, road to NS13 map,
things that
we needed to have done. I mean, even the early zone revamps, I very much wanted those done before NS13. And, you know, they are. Some other stuff is... although I think we're out of things on that list of pre-NS13 Tuesday updates.
Well, hi, that's
good. So, yeah. You know, there's the Bounty Hunter thing that's, like, you know, almost done. And could roll out ahead of time, but it's probably going to get saved for NS13. But yeah, sorry, Evang, it's difficult to say. Open Arms says, could you make it so the desk drawers in the administration office were slightly open with paper sticking out when there was something there, at least for process applications?
That's kind of clever.
It is. It's clever. I don't know if it's going to work. Really,
I mean, for processing applications, sure, because if there's an application there, it could be have a little piece of paper sticking out. But the other ones, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think just for that one, it would be cool if you felt like drawing it.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, right now there's that textual indicator, which I don't really like.
Oh, I never get applications, so I've never seen it.
Yeah. Loopy Chica says, we should be able to use the hand turkey or stuffed hand turkey in the perplexing door. Yeah, it should give you a stuffed hand tur.
Or a stuffed hand job.
So if you get a stuffed hand tur, can you
like a hand job right after Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah. Can you meat paste it with a heavy D to get the obvious joke?
What's the obvious joke?
Stuffed hand turd.
Oh, huffed standard.
A huffed standard?
Yeah.
What?
Scuffed panda?
Oh, this is the rhyming game, I see. I get it! Ho-ho!
Zookeeper says, is there any chance that MMJs will be improved? After all, medicinal herbs recover all HP, and MMG don't even give the most recovery of all the items. Could they maybe recover at least as much as the unrefined Mountain Stream Syrup? No, because they're way, way easier to get than the Mountain Stream Syrup. So, MMJs are probably with NS13 going to have their effectiveness capped at level 15. That's something that I wish that I had done a long time ago. So, yeah. Leap says, when you add more than one item that you want to give in one gift box, could you automatically have it select the appropriate gift package? No. Because we don't know which one you want to send, you know? So... Yvang says, I think there should be a tattoo for 100 ascensions, personally. Seems to me like something like that deserves recognition. Are you saying that because you've just completed your 100th ascension? The D-Virginizer says, though I'm sure I'll get a bunch of urinal cakes just for suggesting this, I remember hearing something about how you wanted to make people level their familiars with NS13. Could it be implemented in a way where there was a check not only of buffed weight needing to be at least 20, but of base weight needing, say, at least 5? Maybe something like requiring the familiar to have at least X kills during the run, meaning you would not only need to level it, but also use it to kill stuff. That would make people angry. I don't know. When I reevaluate, when I get to the point in the NS13 prep that I'm reevaluating the actual Sorceress quest, you know, because the way that we designed it, it was such that you did have to play with those familiars for a while. There wasn't, even with all the skills and effects that were available at the time, a way to just automatically have the familiar heavy enough to beat the Sorceress's familiars. And I honestly don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I feel like, you know, making it so in order to... although, it would kind of suck, I guess, for the familiar ascension leaderboards if you were, like, required. Although, no, because if you wanted to make those runs, you would just have to use the arena, which I guess everybody would do anyway, probably.
Can we take a music break?
We can. I didn't queue up any music though. So yeah. Merrick thought that they were on right now, but they're not.
Ha ha.
Okay, what was I gonna play? I considered playing some different songs. What did I consider?
It's usually better than playing the same song more than once.
Yeah, I considered. I consider some Ace of Base, but I think I've done that before. I think I've subjected people to Bon Jovi before. We could, in honor of Mr. Skullhead's very, very favorite thing ever, we'll play a Fatboy Slim remix of Corner Shop's Brimful of Asher. When he plays it, it's on a 78. Nobody appreciates my genius.
And nobody knows the trouble you've seen.
And speaking of covers, we'll play Deep Blue Something's cover of Cow and Bee's Breakfast at Tiffany's. And what's another cover? It's not really a cover so much as a remix. How about Information Society's Pure Energy? That puts us at about 12 minutes, and that's okay. Good enough for me. All right, we'll see you in a few kids.
He is also perfect.
We'll see you in a few kids.
Between us, our lives are We'll be right back.
we're back. Yeah, and we're loud.
And we're loud.
Anvil Shroud.
Is that what...
That was a weird thing. They finally did some analysis of the Shroud of Turin, and it turns out that it was,
it was
a shroud for an anvil. Yeah. Yeah.
Just
that's why the guy's features were so chiseled.
Yeah.
That's funny, because a chisel doesn't really have anything to do with an anvil, but it seemed like it did for the purposes of that joke. Cyan220 says, I usually chuckle a fair number of times when I'm listening to the show, but when I heard Mr. Skillhead proclaim, "I'm not waiting in line, I'm famous on the internet," I lolled at work loudly. Sentence fragment. Di Vernon says, a voice should boom out at you if you pulverize an amulet of Yendor. StrongBadFannyX says, I knew it. After scrolling through several arcane tomes of KOL history, I've realized that you are Lord Spooky Raven, and the naughty sorceress is Lady Spooky Raven. You've just forgotten your past. Also, it seems to me that... the Jick Show is gender stereotyped. I demand some girls on the show. What? Girls don't know anything. This show's about answers. Not feelings.
Not questions.
Actually, we did invite Zlyania to go on the show once, and she refused.
She doesn't seem to have any interest in.
On some reason, I don't know.
On Dat Radio.
So basically, it stems from the fact that we have less women working here.
Fewer women. You don't know how verbs work.
Verbs are dumb.
Anyway.
And so
yeah, that's correct. The player character is in fact Lord Spooky. It's like the Sixth Sense. M. Night Shyamalan, Kingdom of
Doorknobs. Maybe it's just red doorknobs.
Is that from like The Others?
Hmm?
What is the? Oh, he can't open doors.
Yeah, he can't. There is a thing that was pointed out when I was. I don't remember ever actually watching the commentary for that movie, but I don't know how else I would have noticed this. But apparently all the stuff in The Sixth Sense that's red is hints about him being a ghost.
Huh.
It's like there's a point where he goes to open a door that appears to him to be locked, and it's not actually. It's just he can't work the doorknob because he's a ghost, and the doorknob is red, and that's a clue. Or something.
Huh. I have to say, I did not figure it out.
Yeah,
watching
it
the first time.
Yeah, me neither. Also,
are you talking about Sixth Sense?
Sixth Sense.
Yeah, it totally took me by surprise.
Also, Unbreakable. I really enjoyed the twist in Unbreakable.
I never saw that, so don't spoil it.
Okay. You should watch it.
I don't recall that being that much of a twist, really.
Well, that's it.
I liked Unbreakable.
You should watch Unbreakable. It's in one of the DVD wallets in there.
Okay.
I don't like superhero stories, really, but...
Hmm. I like a superhero story if it's a different twist on a superhero story. I don't like the typical superhero stories.
Hmm. I also never saw The Village, and I never saw Lady in the Water.
I never saw either of those.
Because Signs was... seriously, probably the worst movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm that's a movie that I'm glad I never bothered to see, just from all the stuff I've heard about it.
I don't know, like, if you gave me the choice between rewatching Signs and rewatching Hollow Man, I don't know which one I would choose. Because Signs didn't have to be a terrible movie. Hollow Man, you know, pretty much did. Hollow Man is like watching one of the movies they show on Mystery Science Theater 3000. You know? But, man...
I wonder. I should write into Mike Nelson's Riff Tracks.
I keep meaning to buy those. I keep meaning to buy some of those.
Yeah, me too. I still haven't yet.
I wonder if they're funny. I mean, is he starting to do them with the other?
Some of them, yeah. There's like a couple that he did with Kevin Murphy and a couple that he did with Bill Corbett.
Why do I know the name Kevin Murphy? Do I know from something other than that? Is there Kevin Murphy in like the IF community?
I don't think so.
Huh.
He wrote a book. Maybe you heard about his book.
Huh. I don't know.
He did a thing where he, for every single day for an entire year, he saw a movie at a theater. And he was traveling all around the world doing it, so some of the theaters were like a guy's bed sheet on the wall of his bar in Nome, Alaska, and things like that.
Huh. It seems like that'd be a logistically difficult trip to plan.
Hmm.
It'd be fun, though.
Yeah.
I guess if you like traveling, which I don't.
Yeah.
I don't mind traveling, actually. There's something kind of satisfying about living out of a suitcase at this point. I think back before my life was really grown up and complicated, I was more freaked out by traveling. But now I can kind of get used to the idea of just having, you know, like a shaving kit instead of an entire bathroom
full of crap that I can't find. That's completely opposite to my experience. When I was in college, I had no problem living out of a suitcase for like weeks or months at a time. But now I just...
You also lived in a frat house. So, I mean, you sort of didn't have your own bathroom, you know, and like it's...
But and now nowadays I don't really want to travel that much. I think it's just because I killed all my wanderlust by moving here, which is not a bad thing.
Zumbini666 says, I think I'm going to be out of a job in a few weeks. Can you guys move to Chicago so I can work for you? What do you think, guys?
Chicago's made of lose and fail.
All right. Xenophobe says no. Sorry, Zumbini666.
Oh,
Enemy Lasagna says, yay for soon-to-be Crimbo anticipation. The great thing about Crimbo content being tomorrow is that I will be able to listen to your podcast while enjoying the new content. Are you going to remove all containers through an event, like the Penguin Mafia? No. No. They'll turn into something else. Probably something.
There's some kind of weird quantum flux that makes it impossible to put things inside of other things.
Yeah. Gleeb says, could you have greater than, pound, 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 and parenthesis, pound, 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 parenthesis, work in PMs? I don't know, dude. I don't know how any of that shit works. I would think that it wouldn't be that difficult to, like, functionize it, though.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, so maybe one day. The Gun Run says, what is the best race of woman? Human. Some people will say that goats... Some people will say that goats, but those people don't know how to actually express complete thoughts. Awesomeness says, hey, Jake and Dev team, I was wondering if you guys like ramen noodles. I love ramen noodles, and I was just wondering what y'all's opinions on them are. I haven't eaten ramen, like, in the package
like
in a long, long time.
Ramen,
I used to pretty comprehensively enjoy a thing of chicken ramen with an egg boiled not too hard into it. It was like... You cook it until you're done cooking the ramen, and then take it off the stove and drop an egg into it, and that cooks the egg just enough over the next, like...
Beef jerky is good in ramen, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it soften it up?
Yeah, it softens it up. And
it, like, rehydrates the beef?
Yeah.
Turns into a delicious giant steak?
Well, no, but...
It would turn into a giant delicious... Or questionably delicious flank steak is probably more like it. Yes. Most jerky is made from flank steak.
And then you get a +2 bonus on your attack for flanking.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
I never really ate ramen until I came here, and then I only ate it a little bit because it's got so much goddamn salt in it.
Well, you just don't use the entire packet of seasoning.
I still occasionally will eat a cup noodle.
Yeah.
Which is basically ramen with some peas.
Peas are good in ramen.
iThrilledor says, what was the name of that awesome song you played for your break last week? I don't know. Did I do a show last week?
No, it was me.
Last week was Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I did the show, and there was, I'm not sure, but it's a good probability it was Machine Supremacy, because I think I played.
Oh, and then iThrilledor says, Monday. Enter the Wumpa says, has anyone ever threatened to sue KOL for anything? Did you promptly sit down and ignore them when you received the threat? No, nobody's ever tried to sue us. I don't think anybody really has any grounds to sue us for anything. It's not like we really ever...
Mental damages. We taught their kid how to mix a martini.
By placing an olive in some gin.
You don't meat paste.
He dropped an orange into a glass of vodka and shook it up and drank it. Gleeb says, question about the claw game. Does each reward have the same chance of dropping, or are some rarer than others? Also, are there any stuffed ultra rares? Yes.
Some are rarer
than
others.
No, comma, yes.
Yeah.
Comma, no.
Comma,
Bangfall says, would it be possible to give us a way to view our ascension history while astral? I found myself wanting to look at mine today for some reason. Can you look at your character sheet when you're astral?
No.
Because you don't really have a character while you're astral.
And the only thing you'd need to do that for would be to look at your stored skills, and you can already do that when you're asked to scroll through another form. So I think sort of the logic here is we don't want you to spend a whole lot of time being in an astral form.
Yeah.
So just ascend. God damn it.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, is the clicky hand supposed to not work on hovering skills or hovering over skills and buffs? Apparently it only works on items. This seems inconsistent.
It's kind of sporadic. I have to change it whenever I find it. I'm reading something really interesting right now, so I'm not going to do it.
Creeping Crud says, now that the Icy Peak is no longer where most of the adventures in the game take place, what zone is the most visited? I don't know. Probably the castle.
Yeah.
I think that's where all the farmers go now. Time to nerf the castle.
Time to make the donuts.
Also to make the donuts, yeah.
Time to nerf the donuts.
I miss those commercials.
Those are good commercials.
Just a guy stumbling around. He's all tired.
I think that guy died.
I think he did.
Yeah.
There were the ones where he was dressed as a woman. The Gunrun says, hey guys, I suddenly became informed of a shipment of Wii consoles coming to my local Target on Sunday, and I just happened to have found $300 today. Should I buy a Wii?
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Also, what are some good Wii games and accessories? I'm told Zelda. That Zelda's good. My wife bought one on eBay at a minor markup, and it should show up at the house tomorrow.
I heard that I was looking up to see, because you asked me before if the Wii could play DVD movies, and the answer is that it cannot, but there will be a version of it released in mid-2007 that can.
What?
Yeah.
That seems kind of honestly, hard. I'm kind of happy that they didn't bother.
Yeah, because the version that does play DVDs will come with extra price because of that. And, you know, I've already got a thing that plays DVDs.
Yeah,
so.
I don't need every device I own that accepts an optical disc to be able to play a DVD. I wanted a game console, not a DVD player.
I mean, I use my Xbox 360 to play DVDs now because I like the interface better than the PS2, and it also, I just have wireless controllers that work all the time no matter what, unlike the goddamn Penguin.
The Wii controllers eat the batteries.
Really?
Yeah, I had to change the batteries in the one I've been using once already.
Well, the thing is that is that whenever the manufacturers usually get the shittiest, lowest grade
that's true.
Batteries that they can find, so it's not unreasonable for those to be either just shitty or only at X percent power.
Yeah, because I always think, like, remote controls, they just start behaving real poorly when the batteries get low.
Yeah.
I wonder, though. I mean, I wonder, it's kind of, I like that, well, you know what, no. I was going to say, I like that the Xbox 360 controllers came with rechargeable batteries, but they didn't. It's just that there now is available rechargeable battery packs for them.
Yeah, and I expect they'll eventually have that for the Wii ones, too.
I'm surprised that they didn't ship like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can. Well, it's cheaper. I mean, if it's the 360 controller is designed such that, like, there's a rechargeable battery that has a sort of clip on it the exact size of the battery cover, so it just, like, slips in where the batteries go and replaces the battery cover.
That's pretty clever.
And then it's got, like, a USB port, so, I mean, it charges on USB.
Cool.
So you can plug it in to the actual Xbox and play with it wired, and it's charging while you're playing, which is handy. I don't think you'd want to do that with the Wii, though, because
the cord would be a problem.
Yeah.
But you could have, like, two of them and charge one while you're playing with the other.
Was it hard to get used to Zelda?
No, not really. The controls are really natural feeling. And plus, it's really nice, like, having the two halves of the controller disconnected from each other, so you're not stuck with both your hands on either side. Yeah, you can be, like, slouching around and lounging and have one hand over here and the other one over here.
One thing I found was it seemed like, for me at least, it was sort of unnatural to have the ball of my thumb on the button and my thumb on the D-pad and my index finger on the trigger.
See, I always put my thumb in that place.
I mainly keep the thumb on the button and then just reach up a little bit when I'm
I feel like that'd be a little irritating. Like, how do you select? You can have, like, four items on, like, the D-pad is used like the yellow buttons.
Yeah, but the up button is the one where you talk to the bitch that rides on your back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's, like, a fairy character kind
of. Like, I would imagine it would be a lot easier now that you can, like, point at stuff to equip it rather than having to, like, move.
Yeah, but it's not as fast.
You, like, go to the equip screen and you can point at this object will
and
go
then push
on
the
this
button,
button and this object will go on this button.
Yeah, see, that seems like it'd be easier than
running while you're, while you're in battle, though, you use the D-pad to switch items.
Yeah.
And you always have one that's just sort of ready, so if you're using one item a whole lot, you push the B button or the B button instead of the D-pad button. The D-pad's just for switching items.
Yeah, the D-pad like moves that item to be working on the B trigger.
And then if you're like if you're shooting your bow, it's just,
I see. That's nice.
Yeah.
Like when you shoot the bow, is it just does it shoot it at whatever you're pointing the remote at? Or that's cool.
And it's got like a little crosshairs. So yeah, like there's like an option you can get that lets you.
That's awesome.
Lets you.
I'm excited.
There's like a sniper scope you can get and stuff.
Oh man, the rum says. So are any of you planning to buy the new Castlevania on Tuesday? And if you're not, why the hell not? Oh, we've all got it pre-ordered.
Yeah, I pre-ordered it without even knowing what it was. Based on the name
Castlevania. We were like, hey, Jim, you want this? He's like, okay. Yeah, that comes out Tuesday, huh? Sweet.
Yeah. I wonder when we get it. Who did we pre-order? We pre-ordered it from EB Games.
Yeah. So we should be getting it in the mail next week sometime, I guess.
Awesome. I am excited about that because it seems like it's a, you know, Metroidvania style game but with some outdoor environments, which makes me happy.
Yeah.
That style of game without being confined to just one giant map. Like I kind of prefer the Metroid style where it's discrete sections joined with the elevators, you know, as opposed to Castlevania where it's just one giant thing because, I mean, I feel like there's less backtracking in Metroid, but I guess there's probably not.
Yeah.
There's not if you sequence break.
Yeah. I'm excited though. I played it. It seemed, you know, it didn't seem particularly like earth shattering, but I just fucking love, you know, I love those Castlevania games.
Yeah.
I never did beat the DS one. I think I got to some boss I couldn't beat, so I decided that I was just going to get the delicious curry attack maxed all the way up because it seemed to be the most effective weapon against the boss that I found. And I spent, an hour just trying, you know, killing
just
that same monster over and over again.
Butler, yeah.
Which I wish that was not such an important part of maximizing your gameplay. But I guess it's completely optional. I mean, you don't need to have any of those things to beat it, but Sean Sasuke Uchiha says, is the 17 ball a real ultra rare or a hacked one?
But I think the concept that a lot of you need to disabuse yourselves of right now is that hacking occurs in this game. It doesn't.
I mean, it used to, but there haven't been.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I mean, in the sense that we would think of, yes, but the sense that they're thinking of, no. People think that there are hacked items. It's a common scam tactic nowadays, and like people think that their accounts are getting hacked. And when it's in the latter case, it's just social engineering, and in the former case, it's scamming.
What, did you change something with the shit filter? The shout filter?
sort of. Basically, you back before I made the backslash fix, did I tell you about that?
No.
I made backslashes work in chat.
Okay.
And basically, before that happened, you could evade the shout filter by typing a macro that was /space/.
Oh,
space,
repeated
up into the character limit.
Right.
Which didn't appear in chat, but tricked the shout filter into thinking that the string was a lot longer than it was.
Right.
So now that I fixed the backslash thing, that trick no longer works, and people were angry about that.
Because a bunch of people would just end up spamming backslashes,
yeah,
trying
well,
to use their old
now
macros.
They can't shout, which was they shouldn't have been able to do anyway.
Can they shout though? Can they let it all out? Because there are some things that they can do without.
Yeah,
come on.
Something that I can do without. I prefer that they have a quiet riot.
Gamelli says, "Have you thought about adding quests, maybe optional, that are more challenging based on how many ascensions you've done?"
There's already one in the game.
Is there?
Yeah, Ratsworth.
Oh, yeah, Ratsworth does get tougher the more you've ascended. I mean,
I guess it's not a quest, but
it's a secret. Yeah, honestly, I like stuff that, you know, is good. I'd like for there to be more stuff like the basement in the game, you know? Stuff that's not directly tied to.
I think I agree with Riff and Chet and that the Nintendo Wii needs a caber tossing game.
They have to actually throw the Wiimote.
I mean, they would be doing what people are already doing by mistake.
I don't see how that could happen if you actually use the wrist strap.
Which, the thing is that the thin little cord on the wrist strap breaks, and the morons who are just swinging the controller around like it's a real sword are losing, and it snaps and flies into the TV.
How hard do you have to fling that thing to break the strap?
I don't know, but honestly, I can kind of see
the question is how strapping of a young lad do you have to be?
To break it down.
Yeah. I mean, I could see, like, whenever Mr. Skullhead and I were playing the boxing game, we really got into it. We were tired after playing the game. And I can see how that can happen. It's easy to sort of forget that you only need to make very small motions in order to do things.
So how responsive is that? I mean, are you really moving both of your fists in real time when you...
Yeah, pretty much.
Huh.
Supposedly, you only need to move them a little bit. But Mr. Skullhead and I just kind of... You can't see what the way my hands are doing, but you can imagine on the grunting I did.
Minigate says, Merry Crimbo. Also, Heart of the Cure does not come up in Last Adventure. I sent a bug report. Ho, ho, ho. Maledictus says, why do Xenophobe system messages link to his profile when you click them and not to the system message thing? Well, mine link to my profile when I do them actually in chat. But
whenever there's a trivial update or announcement that we use a script that doesn't attach our player ID to the system messages. So anytime you find a system message that isn't by me, Jake, or Mr. Skullhead.
Wait, really? I thought that trivial updates were actually linked to us.
No.
Huh.
They could be. And so could the announcements, but I figured... See, I kind of like it the way it is because it cuts down on the blue screen factor.
Yeah, yeah.
For just random trivial updates.
Gamelli says, there was a rumor a while back that the devs were considering adding an RSS feed for KOL. Is that still something that might happen someday?
I don't know how that works.
Well, I don't... I do. We could set it up. It's just...
I don't know what we'd put.
Or rather, yeah, I mean, I think maybe for trivial updates and for announcements, but I don't... I think that would require us to start titling our announcements.
Yeah.
Which I don't really want to do.
Me either. I'm too lazy.
excuse me. I've changed my name as a Knight of the Round Table to Sir Reflux a lot. Sir Gerd.
Sir.
At least you aren't Sir Burch every 10 minutes like I am. God damn it.
Stifer says, exactly how old is Susie? She's portrayed as a young woman and was a girl at the time of the war, but the war veterans claim the war happened 85 years ago. It's a mystery.
The stuff that's happening on the planes in the past is not all happening at the same time.
Due to the nature of the time rifts, the time zones. Like,
the planes are wobbly.
Yeah. Like, there's the Naughty Sorceress as a girl, and then there's the Clown Rock thing. Yeah,
the Clown Rock thing is, like, way back.
Yeah, it's like thousands of years old. Yeah.
The Bat Hole, and the Knob Prince is relatively recently. Because, you know, Cobb's Knob is probably not all that old.
A flying misspelled spaghetti monster says, is there a way I could spend meat for skills?
No, absolutely not.
Istanbul says, shouldn't the area around the advent calendar have grass too? The left side of my campground is so stark and barren now. Also, what exactly is 40% of a ghoul whelp? Does it act as if it's a ghoul whelp of 40% of its actual weight? Something else? Explanation, blues. It acts as half of a ghoul whelp. And it's not even actually really 40%. It's not a consistent percentage. It's less effective than a ghoul whelp, and also instead of restoring HP and MP, it restores HP or MP. So, Tenenil says, if there are half orcs in the kingdom, where are the full orcs? The frat house.
Yep.
No, the half orcs live in the frat house. The orcs are the people who sent their kids to the frat house. So the orcs live wherever their parents.
No. They're orcish frat boys.
Yeah.
The half orcs are the drunks in the alley.
Oh right.
They're hobos.
I'm done.
Hobo. Hobo sounds like an abbreviation for something, like
Soho.
Yeah, or Howard Johnson's.
Your Funkiness says, does Jick smoke a lot of weed? Since the game deals so much with food, Jick having the munchies would explain a lot. Marijuana would explain some of the other inspiration, too. Hey, we don't need drugs to inspire us.
Yeah.
No, I don't really smoke that much weed.
I don't think any of us do.
Jeffrey Duke says, hola, guys, just gotta give it up for another fantastic start to Crimbo. I didn't think you guys could top Crimbo 05, but just from the first day alone. And Halloween, I have very high hopes. I'm not sure why he had that voice exactly. But.
All right, member of Limousine.
Good voice. Vaz says, why is it that the barbecue duo in the outskirts of the Knob only drop cottage cheese? Is it barbecue flavored or are they spies?
Something that has bothered me ever since I started playing this game.
That's what they cook.
Barbecue cottage cheese.
Yum.
Mm-mm.
Jick has this thing where he just loves the shit out of cottage cheese. I think that's why it was the first food.
Yeah. Anal You says, I'm fine with not getting a badger or chameleon with my doppelshifter, but what about the rest of the new familiars? I named my shifter Be a Tick, but then I found out it can't be a tick. Josh Schaff says that one of the new familiars is probably not Mark
Republic.
Already fixed that. All right. Stifer says, a Magic the Gathering card. Okay.
An unrelated noun.
Maledictus says, I saw the new Familiar of the Month on Jick about 2 days ago before it had a picture. Shouldn't you hide this? Yeah, what the fuck?
You equipped it.
I know, but I...
And you remember that bit where you were like, I want to let people look at my familiars. It's okay.
I do want to let people look at my familiars.
And
it's
I hid
okay.
them because I didn't want that to happen anymore.
Yeah. But, I mean, we could just have it only show the public ones.
Yeah, you can do that.
What?
Yeah.
I can tell one of my employees to do it.
You could.
Riff, rewrite that code.
Okay. I'll give the old college a try.
Reverend Noodleson says, Jick, if you use a large number of adventures at once in a sign gym, does it adjust the stats it gives you or just give you stats based on what you started with? The latter. It's kind of bad.
It suffers from the Hall of Legends problem.
Hall of Dungeons problem?
That's exactly what I said.
Senor Random says, you know, they sell tubs of Laffy Taffy at candyforoo.com. I'm terribly tempted to just buy some for you guys. Or to buy some just for you guys.
Please don't. That stuff's disgusting.
Shockwave says, disintegrating song sheets working on people in Hardcore and Ronin. Bug?
Fair.
Yeah, it was, and it's fixed. I had actually already fixed it. I just forgot to push the code out to the live server.
It turned out that you... Actually, that wasn't true.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You wrote the framework in the code for allowing individual items to be not usable on people in Hardcore, but then you forgot to mark them.
Oh, they didn't actually set that to be not... Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But you can still use it on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Robbie Analog says, I was at the mall with my fiancé the other day, and at each store I found myself sizing up the background music by how difficult it would be to play in Guitar Hero. Am I alone here? You know, I kind of just completely lost interest in Guitar Hero 2.
Yeah, I played it like once or twice, and I'm like, I'm going to be just as bad as this one as I am in the last one.
I got like, you know, probably 80% of the way through it on hard, and just haven't picked it up again. Let's see.
I'm going to refresh the questions.
Senor Random says, what's the deal? I tried to wield my cerebral crossbow and a wand of Nagamar and it didn't work. What's the deal? Where's the beef? Where's Waldo?
Wand is a melee weapon. You cannot have both a melee weapon and a ranged weapon equipped at the same time.
You mean a melee weapon?
Yes, but I pronounce it melee. Actually, I pronounce it completely randomly.
Melee.
Do you pronounce Milady. It Steve sometimes?
Not usually.
Sometimes he pronounces it, Boner Dagon Multi.Gyve. Zaxor says, will there ever be a replacement for the boring disco nap skills? Hey, the day a nap is exciting is the day it's no longer a nap. What do you want? It's functional.
Woo! A nap! Yeah!
Dude, I like taking naps. What the fuck?
Putneska says, but the adventure queue is a mechanic in the game that affects the likelihood of certain adventures, so how is it not a game mechanic? Oh, you know what I mean. Maybe people don't know what I mean. It's an experience-altering mechanic, not a...
It's behind-the-scenes stuff, not stuff you're meant to play with and be aware of.
I'm kind of sad that we let people know what it was in the first place. think a lot of this problems are the things that have been happening with it wouldn't have happened if no one knew what it was.
Yeah, that's true. Clackling says, OMG, I'm so hyper now. The Crimboween stuff has rolled out. Thanks for making me never want to sleep tonight. You're welcome. Ramen King says, don't you hate pants? No.
I like pants. They keep my legs warm.
Istanbul says, what's brown, sticky, and stringy? My tapeworm, of course.
Yum.
That's a good joke.
Rickett says, aw, one request per show. I was going to ask for Nazi gold. Marlo says, I hear you, Jick. Dark nuts suck.
He also spelled here and ooh wrong.
Gore Black says, you should put the ostrich in a leopard, you know, for presentation.
Where am I going to find the leopard on such short notice?
Yeah, really.
Oddfellow says, here's one person at least who likes sweet potatoes. And Jenner Talia says, damn straight. Oh, I get it. Damn straight, Zeno. Yam/sweet potatoes rock. And then Slendon says, sweet potatoes are disgusting, but sweet potato pie is the best kind of pie ever.
Ugh, what's wrong with you?
Fungo the Mildly Annoying says, bubble memory is an obsolete form of non-volatile, non-random access memory. See the Wikipedia unless you, like me, are old enough to remember this.
I'm only 24, dude. Don't worry. That's not...
I mean, I remember it being described as
I thought it was just a volatile memory off a battery. So I just didn't know.
Started out as a promising technology in the 70s, but failed commercially as hard drive prices fell rapidly in the 80s. Yeah. I mean, I was aware of it as what was used in the Legend of Zelda, but I don't know. Let's see. One application was Konami's Bubble System arcade video game system introduced in 1984. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe I was wrong about that. I wonder if like the Wikipedia entry for The Legend of Zelda would have any information on that, man.
Am I?
I did have the original gold cartridge, but I sold it.
I still have mine. One of these days, whenever I go home, I'm going to bring all my legacy game systems back. I keep saying that, but then I keep forgetting.
You brought the Super Nintendo, didn't you? You brought something back.
Putinescu says there's no banding anymore. No interrupts. Counterspells are instants.
I think you're thinking of the Waterworks game.
I guess you can use instance on other people's turns.
I mean,
right.
Prior to that.
No.
Maybe it was Scully. Maybe Scully brought
something. Yeah, it was him.
Okay.
He was talking about a Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
I have my Super Nintendo and all the games in my garage. Super Nintendos don't have the problem that original NESs do where they just all quit working eventually.
Yeah. About a year and a half, or before I moved here, I dug up my old Nintendo and tried to play Star Tropics, and it just took me like 30 times to get it to start.
Hopefully,
was that game any good?
I loved it.
You know, I've heard good things about it, and people talked about it like it was a really good game, but it always just seemed really shitty to me whenever
the
I tried to play it.
The graphics were kind of terrible.
Yeah,
was probably the problem you were having, but it was just. It was just such a fun game because it had the kind of the feelies aspect to it, where the cartridge came with a letter from your character's father, and at one point in the game you had to dip that letter in water in order to get a code that would let you progress through the rest of the game.
Hmm.
And when I was like 8 or 9 or 10 or however the hell old I was whenever I started playing it, that just made me so happy. just. Completely blew my mind that you could do that with a video game, and it made me a fan forever.
That's like the thing where you have to plug your controller into the other slot to beat Psycho Mantis in Metal Gear Solid or something.
Huh.
Because he can apparently, like, the plot thing is that he can read your mind and see what moves you're going to be making, but if you plug your controller into the other slot, he can't do it.
Huh.
Yeah, it was weird.
How would anybody figure that out?
I don't know. I think maybe if you kept losing to him, the commander called you up on your radio and started making suggestions.
I never actually played Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, me neither. I played most of the first one. I never got into Solid 2 or 3 or anything.
I remember really, really... I remember feeling at the time that the original Metal Gear was, like, the best video game that I had ever played. But I've tried to play it since then, and I don't really care for it anymore.
Hmm.
I can't deal with some of the, like, sort of annoying aspects of it. the fact that the people could, like, be aware of you. And like, I don't know, the fact that, I think, like, the sort of introduction of the, I feel like that was the first thing I ever played that had a stealth aspect, and I hate that kind of game now.
Really?
Yeah, I just, that part of Ocarina of Time, just, I, right at the beginning, when you have to sneak past the guards, I fucking hate it.
It was, I mean, it was just sort of this stylistic departure that worked for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't all stealth. But yes, it was. Never mind. I'm dumb.
Zuda Rooney says, not really game-related, but when I send a donation in, does anyone actually read my little notes? Should I not bother? I feel odd of not at least writing something. If it's like the notes field in the PayPal donation, chances are no. But if you mail in a donation, I always read
it. Yeah.
Ah, crap.
What?
Shockwave says, I love the accent on Marley. Brilliant. Ah, it was. But there were some things in there that I was going to edit, and I forgot to. I still can. Wasim Adiyu says, dude, the thing about nuclear power is, what do you do with the waste? Bury it? Shoot it into the sun? Either way has problems. No, you shoot it into the sun.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with that.
That's what the sun is for, right? Getting rid of our garbage?
Yeah. Or, I mean, not even bother with launching it at the sun. Just fire it out of orbit, and it'll go somewhere in the universe.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to do with all sorts of trash, is just throw it somewhere where you don't think you're ever going to
get it. And, I mean, maybe, just maybe, it will give Galacticus cancer.
Yeah.
Or Galaxus, or Galactus, or whatever that guy's name is, that is going to eat Earth otherwise.
Yeah, yeah.
One Ton Tomato says, the way you deal with the N tilde in JavaScript is by using UOOF1 instead of, you know, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that means. I can't tell the difference between those two things.
Hmm.
Senor Random says, awesome new pick for the White Snake in Whitey's Grove. Just saying. Jick, if you and Hot Stuff are going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. Why would I stop wearing flowers in my hair just for that trip? Draco Shade says, dudes, with the coolness of Crimbo, we won't miss Tuesday updates. Yeah. Fjord Leaf says, is the Vicious Naga trademarked? No. Nothing is trademarked. I don't like trademarks.
Nothing is trademarked, not even animals and spiders.
I think it's all copyrighted just by the fact of it existing, but trademark is something
I don't really
different.
Understand the difference between a trademark and a copyright.
The problem I have with trademarking anything is that in order to defend it, you have to put a goddamn trademark symbol next to it every time you use it. And I'm just
trademark
not,
is
I'm
for
not
like
going to do that.
For things that directly identify your company, like a logo.
Uh-huh.
And copyright is just for, like, content that was written by you and therefore you own.
All right.
There's some new advertising campaign for the AOL's KOL thing that's like, KOL smells like adventure or something.
It's, really?
Yeah. It's weird.
It's
Mr.
Like
Mr. Max saw the commercial on, like, a movie and pointed it out to me or something. It's,
huh.
Basadilla says, you guys are not finished with pre-NS13 things. We want our armor crafting revamp. You promised. Yeah, I know. God damn it. Sans Life says, why do beer goggles pulverize into twinkly powder if they do nothing? Shouldn't they turn into useless powder? Yeah. Wow. Oh, Oddfellow says, by epic items, I meant the class epic weapons and epic hats. I thought they were called epic, aren't they? Yeah, yeah.
Theoretically, yeah.
Sorry.
You're having the problem that I had the other night, where I just couldn't stop burping.
I'm girding my loins.
What?
Gastrointestinal reflux disorder, yo. In my crotch. MSU says, why not just be lazy and throw in the Spectral Pickle Factory on Tuesdays? Make people panic between new and old content.
That would be really funny. We're not going to do it, but it'd be really funny.
Rickett says, is there going to be a new image for the Bounty Hunter Hunter with his revamp? Yes, there is. He's going to look like IG-88.
I think he should look like Steve Irwin.
Steve Urkel?
Yeah. Yes.
I bet Riff would be happy if we put more references to Steve Urkel in the game.
God. Hateful little troll.
Riff was very much against Urkel's aria of annoyance. But.
Yeah, I think it was appropriate.
Anal U says, the arena counts towards percentages also. I don't believe that that's true. Waterbau says, please make sure to upload quickly this show, that is, Black Gold, Texas Tea.
People were really angry that I wasn't able to get a recording of the show.
Eh.
I wish that you either need to, like, buy me salmon, teach me how to use it, or I need to figure out a way to record shows.
Well, I mean, you would never be using it at the same time as me. There wouldn't be any reason that you couldn't install it. And I don't remember. It was a pain in the ass for me to, like, get this again, though. I don't remember what I had to do. Uh-huh. I think there's maybe some kind of registration key or something that I have. Cinema Guy 1 says, not sure if this has been asked before or not, but when I open the item description boxes, they aren't sized to display all the information, and I'm constantly resizing them to read the enchantments and such. Is there any way this issue could be eliminated?
I think this is the problem with one of the new browsers that I don't have, I think.
It made me, when I first started working on that, it made me so fucking angry that there was not a way that was consistent across browsers to figure out the height of the goddamn rendered page. It was one of those things where, like, the width you could find, but the height you couldn't.
You should go, I'll look at that. I mean, like, quirksmode.org is, like, my JavaScript Bible for, like, bullshit like that. It's, like, pretty much the last place you ever need to go.
Because, I mean, right now it's using some horse shit where it switches between IE and
That's kind of a JavaScript period there. Though.
Yeah, but it's some goofy trick that the new version of...
like I said, that's pretty much
of,
just JavaScript.
Yeah, but I'm saying the new version of IE may well trick that JavaScript into thinking that it's Firefox or something. I mean, I don't know.
I'll have to look at Quirks mode and see if there's a solution.
The way that I started doing that detection was just checking to see if document.all was set or whatever.
That's pretty common.
Yeah, I don't know.
In fact, that's about the right way to do it. If you were using a browser to detect, that would have hurt you.
Podzor says, the personal rain cloud has a bug. There's no space between the end of an attack message and the familiar message when it does spring rain and rain on parade. All right, there's a few of those that still need to be fixed. Shockwave says, when the entire kingdom goes to punch out their 13th advent calendar spot, can we all get nasty paper cuts and, to cut a long story short, get them infected and die?
Sure.
No. Gorblack says, you just won 200 points in life for making an eat, shoots, and leaves reference. That was Mr. Skullhead all the way. Scat says, when equipping an item, if you click the blue title bar before that item equips, it stops your action. Is that a bug or a feature for the indecisive? I wouldn't have actually expected that behavior to exist at all.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
Yeah. Maledicta says, you just ruined the sixth sense for me. Rosebud was the name of his sled. Soylent Green is made of people. Gorblack says, you win doubly for the Peasant Quest reference. That was Zeno.
Yeah, I added that in at the last minute.
Spike Spiegel dies.
Darth Vader is the Luke's father.
Di Vernon says, what will you do with KMD's custom item when you destroy containers? Custom item is an accessory. Riki Kiki Taco says, did you get my chemistry sortie? What? Tiny Plastic Shaggy Shag says, beef jerky and ramen? Somebody's done some time, I suspect. What were the charges?
Well, if you count college dorm as time.
That's close. There's a reason why I joined the frat house, and it was the shitty, shitty, shitty dorms.
Luna Wolvesman says, the Wii controllers eat batteries when you play Twilight Princess. Seems like I've gotten about 15 hours out of mine. You guys download any virtual console games yet?
I will when they have more games.
Yeah, there hasn't been any that I was interested in yet.
They have, like, less than 10 games right now on the virtual console.
Well, really? Yeah, it's a little more than that. There's
the most added some recently.
Yeah, I look at it every couple, three days, and there's usually one or two more every time I look.
Hmm.
I mean, they added Echo the Dolphin the other day.
It's kind of cool.
Is Echo the Dolphin actually a good game?
I don't know. I never played it.
Is Echo the Dolphin actually a good game?
Oh.
No.
Yeah. AZP2K32 says, it's probably due to the wiki. There's many mentions of Boozer Bear hacking items on it. Yeah. Enter the Wumpa says, I would be willing to make a secondhand RSS feed through LiveJournal or Blogger, if you like. I could even go back and tag everything so that people know how often something gets changed. Would you like this?
I don't really care.
People know how often something gets changed. I don't understand what you mean.
I don't understand how LiveJournal or Blogger work, so I don't really understand that at all.
Quieta says, I just ascended and the Crimbo content has disappeared. How do I get it to come back?
You're
going to have to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. The mechanism for getting Crimbo is the same if you ascend, but, you know, if you can't use that resource...
Yeah, you kind of have to start over. So.
Yeah. But it's definitely possible. We are almost out of time.
I know. Anal you says, I know you wouldn't pass up a chance to say anal on the air, but my name's pronounced Analu. Yeah, whatever.
Anal you.
UberWiki says, the things in the cave don't seem to be affected by plus monster level. Is this intentional? Yes. Lord Scroosty says, Vader is Luke's father? No! Yeah. And Hossie says the old white snake picture was better. And with that, we must see if Merrick is ready.
Cat.
And Merrick must say that he is ready when I am. So, we need to pick a song. I'm going to pick a short song. How about Take Stuff From Work by King Missile?
I like that song.
All right. And leaving you in the more than capable hands of Merrick and Nsergni. And nighty-night, everybody.
See you later.
Good-night.
Never buy pens or pencils or paper. Take them from work. Rubber bands, paper clips, metal pads, folders. Take them from work. It's the best way to feel better about your low pay and appalling working conditions. Take an ashtray. They got plenty. Take coat hangers. Take a trash can. Why buy a file cabinet? Why buy a phone? Why buy a personal computer or word processor? Take them from work. I took a whole desk from the last place I worked. They never noticed, and it looks great in my apartment. Take an electric pencil sharpener. Take a case of whiteout. You might need it one day. Take stuff from work. It's your duty.